The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg, who is unfortunately out sick today. In the studio with me right now is Christina Leavenworth from Levin Rinke Realty. Welcome back to the studio.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing great. Good. Summer is here.
It is. Did you have a good Memorial Day weekend?
I did. I have a daughter that goes to school in Santa Rosa County, though, and okay. They go back to school after Memorial Day. So today is their last day of school, so
I'm
ready to be done with
school. And you mentioned she wanted to come with you.
Yeah, she wants to come into the radio station, so I think in the next show she'll be here. She's like, you always bring people, but what about me? I'm like, well, you had school, honey. I'm sorry. And today we brought in Jacob, the intern. He's interning with us for the summer. Say hi, Jacob.
Howdy, howdy.
How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. I'm doing all right.
What do interns learn at the Leavenworth team?
That is the question. No, I'm just tagging along, just soaking up as much information as I can. You know?
You're hoping to become a realtor?
Yeah. I feel like getting into the real estate space, I mean, I honestly don't have any experience whatsoever. So I feel like if there's anybody in Pensacola, I chose the best. So.
We're having him do cold calls. Well, not cold calls. They're warm. You know, maybe people that had reached out several years ago and then maybe didn't buy, and checking up with them and saying, hey, you know, there's a lot of inventory on the market. Let's chat.
So sure. Absolutely.
We're teaching them everything.
Nice. Well, good luck to you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
All right. You can bring them into the conversation at any point.
Yeah. But we've been super, super busy. I mean, we currently have, I think, 57 homes under contract right now.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and we've had the busiest spring we've ever had. I know that's not the case for everyone else, and I need to remember that. Mm-hmm. But we're just aggressive. We're pricing homes right. We're getting them prepped for market. We're doing lots of open houses, lots of social media, and you really need to do that in this market.
You mentioned you were out over the Memorial weekend as well, showing homes.
Oh, of course. All the time we were writing offers, getting homes ready to list.
Yeah.
Things have still stayed busy. Typically, we see this really as the peak spring season, and it starts to die off a little bit after Memorial Day because people are traveling during the summer. They want to have like kind of homes secure for the summer so kids can start school in the new location. But we've still been quite busy even after Memorial Day. So I don't have that crystal ball. I don't know when it slows down or speeds up, but we're still busy right now.
Yeah, it does seem like in the springtime, homes, you see a lot more homes on the market.
Yes, and that has been the case historically, except for COVID. Then it was just crazy all the time. But historically, spring is really the time to list. But we're still seeing, multiple offers, listing homes right now. If it's priced right and it's a pretty home and it's a good location, it's going to move pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. What all goes into setting the right price?
So we look at everything. We look at active competition. We see, and I always like to compare it because sometimes people think like with homes, they can just set any price they want. They can't. I mean, it has to appraise as well. But like if you went to a car lot and there were 10 black Hondas sitting there, and they were all the same model, maybe one has an air freshener that's like kind of nice, you're not going to pay $10,000 more for pretty much the same exact product. So if all those cars are $10,000, yours probably needs to be a little less than that to get it to move. Mm-hmm. And we show them that. And then we really look at, your home is special. You have a gorgeous pool. You have something very different. We can get a little bit more creative with the price there. And we add all that in. So we look at comparables. And then we look at, so what appraisers do, they only look at the past. They only look at what has already sold. We look at that as well, but we also look at active competition, what's currently on the market, and what has gone under contract as well near you. And then we call those agents. If we're not involved in them, we're like, hey, what did it go under contract for? Was it close to list price? And we find out, pricing is super important. It's mm-hmm. super important. And then staging as well. We help stage every single home, and we use their own furniture. Sometimes if we have a builder or a flipper or a vacant home, we bring in staging. But for the most part, we just take your own furniture and we just make it look a little nicer.
Yeah.
And less cluttered.
I think some homeowners look at the headlines. I saw a headline recently and said, home prices up 6%. So if you're selling your home, you're like, ooh, I can get it for 6% more than I bought it for, or whatever. And so some people might have that mentality, but that might not be accurate.
Yes, totally. I mean, we're seeing a tale of two markets, like where you're competing against new construction and maybe you bought your home 3 or 4 years ago, you're probably even. It's not up very much. But if you're in East Hill, if you're in Gulf Breeze, if you're in an area where there's not much inventory of homes that are move-in ready and the price is right, you might see some price movement there. But definitely anyone listening, call in or text in questions. That's my favorite. We don't know what to talk about if we don't know what you want to know.
437-1620, 437-1620. And Christina usually does get quite a few questions. So
I love it. And
let's
I love
get
the crazy
text line
ones.
Busy. All right.
Yeah, I love, like, the more creative and different. If you stump me, I love it. I'm like, ooh, I got to figure something out. I'm going to learn something today, which is always fun.
So if somebody adds a water heater or replaces a roof, can they build the cost of that into their selling price?
No, because, again, think of the car lot. If one car has tires that are 6 months old and the other one has brand new ones, you're going to go, oh, that's cool, they have brand new tires, but you're not going to give a whole lot more money. A home is expected to have a roof. Like, you need to have a roof. You can't get insurance without a roof. It's great for marketability, but it's not going to give you a whole lot of value because those are expected components of it. Like, oh, we have plumbing. Yes, you need to have plumbing. That sort of thing. However, though, if you do new countertops, absolutely, new flooring, things that like really update it cosmetically, we'll see that. Generators actually give value. Appraisers will give that value, but an appraiser will not give any money for a brand new roof.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I heard that you are on TikTok. So what are we TikToking about in the real estate world?
I just talk about everything. I talk about our community and also talk about just things happening in real estate. So definitely follow me on any of the social media platforms because it's a way just to stay connected with the community.
What do y'all highlight? What do y'all highlight?
So I mostly talk about community events, like fun things happening, new restaurants, that sort of thing. I went to a real estate conference that said, stop talking about boring real estate stuff. No one cares. Mm-hmm. Talk about the community and then people will care. So it's like you kind of need to get them in on all the other stuff. Be like, oh, there's a new restaurant opening. Oh, by the way, check out my pretty listing. You kind of just sandwich it in there because no one cares. Like, here's what an appraisal is. Unless you are looking to buy or sell a house, you really don't care. But a lot of times people don't see it coming. You know, they're like doing life and then they go, oh my gosh, we have twins on the way. Now we're looking to buy a house. Now we care about what an appraisal is. Mm-hmm. So just that sort of thing. And it's fun to connect. And I'm not a secret agent. You can text me, you can DM me. I don't always respond on the platforms because it's just a lot going on. The best thing is just to call our number, 850-378-1260. Or text us there or send an email. I mean, that's the easiest things because that's the priority is the business.
Yeah. I was actually on Facebook recently and what you populated my feed and I think you were promoting like a new restaurant that's downtown.
Yeah. I just think it's fun. I mean, I have a news background and I don't want to talk about sad things. I just want to talk about things I would be telling my friends about at a party.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what have you been up to? Like, oh, I just tried this new restaurant. It was actually really good. Mm-hmm. Or like I went to this cool new festival or I brought my daughter to this cool new park. Different things that make Pensacola special.
So you're on Facebook, you're on TikTok,
Instagram, all the things. So.
Okay, so they
can
look
you
up.
Just be my friend, and we'll talk. And then when you're ready to sell your home, I'll give you tips and advice on it.
Awesome. How many homes do you anticipate selling this year? I know you mentioned
last year we were over 200.
Okay.
Right now, I think we're at like 120 sold. So I mean, this is our busiest year yet, and I think in tighter markets, people really do care more about working with professionals. I think when the market was, hey, you can list a home and really anyone can sell it back in COVID, yeah, maybe you could use your aunt who has only sold one house in her life. And it might have gone fine. But now it's your most valuable asset. It's really important who you hire. Mm-hmm. It's a stressful situation. There's a lot going on. And you're going to have to buy that next house, or who knows, maybe you're downsizing, maybe you're going to the Villages, I don't know, but we need to make sure you're set up for success. So we feel like a lot of people out there are really choosing professionals more than ever, which is great, because the issues in real estate are when you're doing deals with other agents that have only done one or two deals in their life, and they don't know what they're doing. and they're making big mistakes. Like, we're babysitting it to make sure everything goes through. Mm-hmm. So you really, I mean, I think about this all the time. If you were going to have surgery, you wouldn't want that doctor who's doing cutting for the first time. You want someone that does it every day. Mm-hmm. You want someone who can do it in their sleep almost, versus that person doing it their very first time. It's just a totally different dynamic.
I know in my own experience from selling a home and then buying a home, you have that very, for us, we had a very tight window. We had to sell our house, get the equity out of it so we could put it as a down payment for the next house.
Yes.
Having a professional like yourself sort of bird dogging, if that's a word down here.
It's a delicate dance.
Yeah, just making sure that you're on top of everything.
It's an incredibly delicate dance. That is one of the most stressful things when somebody is buying a house and selling one at the same time. And then sometimes the sale of your home is contingent on somebody else selling their home. And it becomes just this whole dance that we really have to hold everyone's hands through, and then best protect our client. Hey, like, what happens if we do this? Like, we have so many different, like, if you zig, we're going to zag that way. I like having 20 contingency plans. Like, let's say your buyer backs out, you know, 2 days before closing. Like, there's things sometimes you can't control. What does that look like? What does a rental look like? And just really looking at the whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
It usually always works perfectly, but you want a realtor that plans just in case and looks for any sort of, you know, ball coming out of left field.
Yeah, and is willing to communicate that to whoever you're working with, as well as the other parties that are involved, and you're always on top of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's such an emotional time period for people. They're leaving a home they love. They're moving somewhere else. It's a lot of new stuff. So you really need someone who understands that and works with them there. When we have occupied properties, we don't do same-day showings. I think it's too stressful on them. I always tell them, I go, hey, if somebody calls me and they want to do a cash offer and they're flying out tomorrow, I'm going to call you and we're going to show it that day. But for the most part, we're going to plan on no same day showings because they're going to be so stressed. They're going to hop in the shower and hear a ding on their phone and be like, oh my gosh, Christina's calling me with a showing. And then I'm not. And then they're stressed because I'm not. And and again, just from our experience, we learn that. So we set up, like, just we trying to make it as smooth as possible for everyone and make it a better experience.
Absolutely. So what differentiates you from the competition that's out there? I mean, you've talked about it a little bit already, but.
Systems, organization, anytime, because we sell so many homes, we have so much experience with so many things out of left field that other people just wouldn't. Right now we have an inspector that can't find the hurricane clips. Well, we're going to climb up in the attic with him and show him exactly where they are. I mean, and there's just situations where you're like, okay, like, if you're not doing your job, I'm going to do it for you. We're going to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get in there and get us to closing. So I think a lot of, you know, being a former journalist, that get it done mentality. It's like, okay, like, we're going to get it done. If it means I climbed under a house the other day because they said there was termites and I wanted to see them. And I went in the slab and everything. And I was like, okay, yep, there's termites. Let's figure this out. Most realtors wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And just I've done all sorts of things because you want to get to closing at the end of the day. We don't get paid if we don't get to closing. And you don't have happy clients. But I think it's that and just all the experience, all the relationships. I can call someone and they can be out in 2 seconds to give you a quote for whatever you need. We're not waiting on that. We're getting it done. So that, and just like loving real estate. And yeah, whenever there's anything I see where I'm like, oh, this can be done better, figuring out a system to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Any other business, there's systems versus a lot of solo agents. They're just like making it up as they go. And again, it's your most valuable asset. Like, you need a plan in place. Like, we have a listing plan. Every time we list a property, we have photos on Monday. We list it on a Wednesday. This is if they give us the time to do it. If they don't give us the time, we have a last minute plan. We list it on a Wednesday because all the data says Wednesday is the best day to list.
Hmm.
I think it's because people have caught up from the weekend. They have some time at work to maybe browse Zillow, and then they're planning their weekend a little bit. And then we typically do a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday open house. We do all that. Then we put on a tour of homes. We have just all these plans, and we execute them, and they go very, very well.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you kind of mentioned this, but professional photos, yes, no?
Oh,
take it with
gosh.
Your cell phone?
Oh, no. No. Professional photos, 100%. If your realtor is not taking professional photos, fire them right now. Like that, their job is to market your home. If you, and you need to get people in the door. Like that is our job, to get people in the door. I can't force them to buy, but I need to get them in the door. You need professional photos, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I like people that don't do that, and that's crazy town. So we use one of the best real estate photographers in the region. They do a phenomenal job. We also utilize something called Zillow Listing Showcase, which pushes it up to the algorithm up, so it gets way more saves, views, and shares. We're just constantly watching the industry to see what's going on, to make sure that we have the latest and greatest, best marketing tools for homes that we're listing.
Yeah. And I can tell you that's true, because I was actually, sometimes I'd like to just peruse, see what the market is offering for homes out there. And I saw some pictures recently where there was dishes and cleaning detergent in the kitchen. The fireplace was filthy. You know, the deer head was on the wall. Yeah. It was quite, and I kept looking. I'm like, what would Christina say?
Oh, no. I was telling Meg this the last time we were talking. So I know you love your deer heads. I know that they are your, you know, you're proud of them. However, if somebody is coming to your home to view it and they're a vegetarian, they are probably not going to buy your house, even though they love it. Maybe there you have Auburn stuff up and it's an Alabama fan. So we try to depersonalize your home, so there's no reason somebody can say no. With family photos, I used to be more on board with keeping them up because I was like, oh, it shows a beautiful family lived here. But then what if someone's dealing with infertility and there's babies all over the wall? Like we need to make it as neutral as possible. So when you go into like a D.R. Horton or Adams home, you never see family photos. It's just beautiful furniture and that's it. So having that in perspective, being like, we need to make your home like where any buyer would want to buy it. So we help them do that all day long.
Absolutely. So do you also provide feedback on showings?
Oh, we're feedback ninjas. Like we're ninjas on it. So a lot of agents never write back. Like we'll call them, we'll text them, to the point of stalking. And then we tell the client, we go, hey, we're on stalker status now. I think that it just wasn't the home for them. But we call them and we go, hey, like what can we do to make an offer? Like, why didn't they like it? Like, where does the price need to be? Did we overshoot it? Tell us what's going on. And we're really good about that. And I think that is something that definitely sets us apart.
All right. Christina Leavenworth, our guest today, 437-1620. If you have any questions about what when people are selling, having the smell of baked bread or cookies or whatever in the kitchen.
Honestly, I kind of like it. I like it. It can't be too strong, though, because if it's too strong, they think you're covering something up.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say that. They go, ooh, or they'll say, ooh, they definitely read the real estate book on how to sell your house. But still, like, make it smell nice, not bad. But don't overdo it. So you don't want like 20 candles going and the cookies and the baked bread. Just pick one. Like if you were having a dinner party and you just want your house to smell fresh and clean.
Mm-hmm.
Overkill, people will always say that. And it's funny because we work with a ton of buyers too. So we're talking a lot about our sellers, but we work with buyers all day, every day. So if your dream is to own a home, or you're outgrowing the home you're in or downsizing, we can help you buy and sell or just buy. But we hear them say things like that where they go, they have that mood lighting on. They're definitely trying to sell this. Like, and I'm like, it looks good. They did a good job with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll just say different things. Or if you have like light bulbs that are out, it's such a tiny thing, but the buyer will go, oh, there's light bulbs out. Like, do you think there's an electrical problem? Like, no, they just haven't changed their light bulbs. So it's simple things like that that we're always trying to stay ahead of. Or if they have different like light bulbs that are like one's real like cool light, the other's warm.
Mm-hmm.
People can't see beyond that. So I'm like, let's just get them to be all the same like type of light. So we don't have cold and warm light in the same space. And it's such weird things, and you don't notice it if you've lived there forever. But it's simple stuff that we can fix.
Yeah. And so take us into the mind of the buyer a little bit, because again, I know from experience too, that if they don't like the color of the walls, that might deep six things.
They say that 98% of people can't envision things. So you walk in and all the walls are purple. To see it white or gray or whatever color you like, a lot of people just can't get past that. Versus walking in and going, oh, wow, like, look how big this looks. So if the budget's there, we try to neutralize things, saying, okay, the cheapest thing you can do is some fresh paint and a deep clean. Those are the cheapest things you can do if it needs it. A lot of times homes don't need it. But that is a big thing. I don't like people renovating their kitchens and bathrooms just to sell it. They're not going to get the right return on investment there. Mm-hmm. It's not going to make sense for them. So we are like, what can we do that's a lot cheaper that will give you way more bang for your buck? And we look at that. We had a home out in Perdido Key, and this happens a lot. Other agents try to sell homes and they're unsuccessful at it. So then they call us and we come in, and a lot of times they're a little bit more tired, and we go, can we be honest with you? And this house had pale yellow walls. It was very coastal. It was fine, but pale yellow just really isn't in right now. Mm-hmm. And we said, we really think you need to get like a creamy white on the walls. And the wife was like, ugh. And her husband was like, what color are we painting our new walls at our new house? She was like, white. And we got them to do it, and we had an offer in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
So it made a real, and once they did it, they're like, we love our house again. It looks so great. It looks so fresh. And we've done that several times, and we're not afraid to have those hard conversations. And ultimately, it's up to them, but we need to tell them that. Mm-hmm. Saying, okay, if top dollar is really your priority here, this is what I would do. If not, you might be leaving some money on the table. It might take longer to sell. Because if somebody, like, I think it ended up costing them like $3,000 to repaint their home, and it was a large home. A buyer walks in and they go, oh my gosh, to repaint this is going to be what, like 20, 30 grand? They tell themselves a different story. If they see like chipped cabinets, repainting cabinets is usually $1,000. They're going to go, oh, I need all new cabinets. So they tell themselves a different story. So we try, and if we're with them, we tell, right, no, that's going to be $1,000. It's not going to be brand new cabinets. If there's a fogged window, that's usually about a couple $100 to fix. They go, oh, it needs all new windows. So when we're selling, we just have that experience, and we hear them, and then that other home down the street that doesn't have it, they're going to make an offer on that one because they think, you know, this other one needs all new windows. So We just advise them on all those things and tell them what we're seeing in the market, and it's important to do that. I think there's a lot of realtors are really nice people, and that's why they got into this job, because they like people and they typically have good personalities. However, to be great at this, you have to be not afraid to have the hard conversations mm-hmm. and say, hey, your home does have a little bit of an odor to it, that like, let's see what we need to do here, or these windows not like, or we need to adjust the price to reflect for the fact that your home is, you know, bright pink, that sort of thing, because the goal is to sell it at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And if their goal is top dollar, or sometimes we'll say, you know, like, we don't believe we can sell it at the price you want. And if that's what you need to walk away with, we don't think it's your time to sell. And other realtors will take it and say, oh, yeah, I can sell it. And I see it happen all the time. These are ones that I've told them a price, and they're almost insulted. And they use another realtor. And then I see 6 months later, it still hasn't sold. And then now they have another realtor. And this happened with someone recently. They had six different realtors.
Oh, wow.
So we came in, and then we got it sold. So this person might say you can get a certain price, but they want the job, thinking that they're going to talk you down later. We'd rather say, here's really where we think it's going to move, so you can plan for your future. Like, you know what you're walking with. I'm doing no one a service if I'm giving out inflated numbers.
What are you seeing for average days on the market right now?
So in our market, it's about 90 days, but for us, we're at about 40 for my team. So okay. We're doing like better than half the market average. Mm-hmm. And we're still seeing multiple offers. We're still seeing that happen. But it's usually just more unique homes that luxury is still, we're seeing multiple offers. If it's gorgeous and ready to go and priced right, and there's just not a lot of inventory nearby, those go pretty fast. Just anything that it's really all about the trifecta. People are looking at location, they're looking at condition, and they're looking at price. If you're getting a good location and it's gorgeous, you're going to pay a pretty penny. If you get gorgeous, but it's in the middle of nowhere, your price is going to be a little lower. So it's this trifecta where, you know, if you want all, you don't get all three. Mm-hmm. You don't get a super cheap price and a gorgeous house and a great location. So we talk about all that.
Okay. And how about marketing? What do you do to market people's homes?
Oh, my gosh. So much marketing. So we do social media. We utilize something called AdWorks. We do Zillow Listing Showcase. We send it out to all the agents in our market. We have a whole database of 5,000 of them. We have a database of 40,000 people we send it to. We do retargeting ads. It just goes on and on. We do everything we can. And a lot of old school stuff, calling agents that sell in that area. Like, hey, let me tell you about my house. It's really awesome. doing the open houses, doing brokers opens where we push a lot of agents to come through and they think of their buyers. So we throw everything at the wall and we see what sticks.
All right. And how about interest rates and financing? Is that still a big issue for a lot of people?
Yeah, that's not fun to talk about.
Sorry.
Interest rates are around the same. I think they ticked up a little bit. I think they're between like 6.5 and 6.75 right now.
Okay.
But if you want a low interest rate and that is your goal, we have ways to do it. Just call us 850-378-1260. Whether we could maybe get you in a new build and get you a really low interest rate, or there's people that have assumable loans still. There's still options out there, and we don't have enough time to talk about what that means. Mm-hmm. But if that is your goal, like I want a low interest rate, I don't really care what the price of the home is. Like we can get you anything you want. If you tell us what your goals are, we've got you.
All right. We have 30 seconds left. So
Google Christina Leavenworth. It's super easy. If you Google me, my info comes up everywhere. But put our number in your phone at some speed dial, 850-378-1260. Just write favorite realtor, and my team is always on standby to answer your questions.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.